Welcome back to the Rational Revolution. I'm Mark Becker. We've got political director for Civic Media, Dan Schaefer, and the man behind the recombobulation area who blew up the Wisconsin political world here this past week by saying that Tony Evers at 75 should not run for governor. How long has that been kind of percolating up there?
Yeah, that's a good question. So I think, I don't know, I've had a really strong reaction to the Biden stuff. You were talking about, you know, the Jake Tapper book. I haven't read the book yet, but watching that debate.
It's wild, man.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's so disappointing.
It's so disappointing.
And there were so many people who could have prevented this. Yeah. It was a preventable disaster for the Democratic Party.
Yeah.
And I think that's part of why I wrote this column is because I think we need to have the conversation before we walk down a similar road again. But I think the Biden stuff and watching people in Democratic circles who I talked to after the debate defend his performance and say that he should still be the candidate. I just thought that was absolutely insane.
Yeah.
I thought he like it was the worst debate performance I had ever seen. I wouldn't elect that guy who was on that stage last night for any office, much less president of the United States. And so like my reaction to that has just been I just don't think you could ever go forward with telling people that he could be the candidate. You can't run a campaign based on honesty and integrity when you were asking people to deny the evidence of their eyes and ears. It's just not going to work. So I think if Biden had stayed on after that, I think Trump wins probably three or four more states. Mm-hmm. I think he wins, you know, Minnesota, Virginia, kind of that next wave of states. I think Tammy Baldwin loses in Wisconsin. I think a number of state Senate and state assembly races go towards Republicans in Wisconsin and in down ballot races across the country. And I think this is just, it's just so clear to me that this is the biggest reason to me why Donald Trump is back in the White House. So I approached this year kind of coming into it thinking like, what is Tony Evers going to do? He is, you know, he's 73 years old. You know, when he introduces his budget, I was at his budget address, in Madison.
Okay.
And that's really kind of when I started thinking about this column, because it was just like, is this going
to
be the type
of,
that was in February.
Okay.
So he delivers his budget address, a proposed budget, you know, that of course, since then the Republicans have gutted it and voted all of it out and whatever else. So he proposes his budget in this speech, the ceremonial address. And it's like, he's never been like an amazing speaker, but it's a fine enough speech. It's he's got a lot of great priorities, but I was thinking like, is this a budget that would be your final budget as the state of, right? The budget is the biggest thing you do as the governor. Is this going to be your final budget? Is he going to put some stuff out there and say, you know, hey, maybe I'm going to veto this budget the way I haven't in the other three if it doesn't include Medicaid expansion or K-12 funding or childcare funding or whatever it might be that has been, you know, a number of his priorities for several budget cycles now. And it just seemed like yet another, you know, kind of the same approach that he took when he was running for re-election a few years ago, right? Mm-hmm. And it just seemed like he's going to announce his budget. He's going to do a statewide tour. He's going to fill the potholes. Yeah. He's going to talk to childcare centers. All good things, right? Yeah. But I just think, from the outside, it does look like he's going to run again. And I think that is probably the most likely outcome.
I
just disagree with that that path. I think we need to have. I think it's time for him to pass the torch. I mean, just look at what happened in very recent example here in Wisconsin. We had Ann Wallace Bradley.
Yep.
Now Chief Justice, named Chief Justice to end her time on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. On Thursday afternoon in the state of Wisconsin, had a big ceremony in the Capitol honoring her, thanking her for her achievements. She's 74 years old and she successfully passed the torch to the next generation.
Right.
The other example that I used similarly in my column is the one of Herb Kohl.
Yeah.
So in May of 2011... Herb Kohl announced that he would be retiring at the end of his term.
Yep.
He was 76 at the time. And this was right after the 2010 midterms where Democrats got absolutely destroyed. Scott Walker won. Ron Johnson won. They flipped the state legislature. You know, the Tea Party wave, all of the stuff that, you know, scuttled Barack Obama's agenda and all of that. Far from a guarantee that a Democrat would hold that seat in 2012.
Yeah.
But Herb Kohl said this at his press conference announcing his retirement. I'll quote, "The office doesn't belong to me. It belongs to the people of Wisconsin. And there is something to be said for not staying in office too long." Mm. End quote. So does Tony Evers want his legacy to be more like that of Herb Kohl or Ann Walsh Bradley or Joe Biden? Does he want to do it? Does he want to put his legacy at risk? And, you know, things happen to, you know, there's a reason that people in their 70s are typically at retirement age, right? There's could be a lot of health complications that come up. I don't know anything about Tony Evers' health. I'm just saying that he is going to be in his mid 70s and there can be some unexpected health challenges that face people in their mid 70s. We just saw it with Jerry Connolly in the late Jerry Connolly in the House, right?
Yeah.
So I think, you know, does Tony Evers want his legacy to be more like Herb Kohl or more like Joe Biden? Or more recent example, like Ann Walsh Bradley, who was 74-year-old, just got honored in the Capitol Rotunda successfully passing the torch to Susan Crawford.
So we got a minute for this question, and then we're going to talk next segment about what the alternatives and options are. We got less than a minute. Why now? Why was this the time to write this column?
Well, he said he was going to make his decision after the budget. And I think we need to be having this conversation before he makes that decision. And I think this needs to be a conversation that Democrats need to be having, that those left of center need to be having, that the political universe in Wisconsin needs to be having. And I don't want to write something before it's too late. Mm-hmm. And I feel very strongly about this, and I wanted to have my say before a decision was made.
We're going to talk on the other end. Okay, so let's say that he does retire. What's next? So we got Dan Schaefer here on the Rational Revolution on the Civic Media Network. Stick around for that conversation. I'm Mark Becker. We'll see you on the other side.